At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 25th to the 28th of November 2024. Hello! How are you? You all right? It's been quite an interesting old week in EastEnders, and me and Ree here will be discussing it very shortly. Hello, Ree, how are you?
Hello, Rob, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I've had a bit of a morning. Right, I sent Ree a picture.
She
didn't open. She never does. I was having a shave and my electric shaver ran out of battery halfway through. So I had half a face of beard. It was quite worrying because I had to start the podcast in about 20 minutes. I was like, you having a laugh? I was having a mare. I was thinking, how can I lie to the viewers about saying that the cameras have gone down because I'm not sat here with half a beard on my face doing for an hour on YouTube. I've not reached that point of the internet where I don't care that much. You know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous.
But you'd never know, Rob.
And never know, would you?
You're still more on time than me.
There you go. You know,
there we go.
Honestly.
You'd never be able to tell. It looks beautiful.
You would never. Thanks.
The work that you've done there.
All over my chiseled jaw. Yeah, absolutely. Right, so this week's EastEnders, quite the week. Quite a mad old week. We now have Elaine Knight. Did you think she was going to make
Knight?
It? Elaine Knight. I'm going to miss the name Elaine Peacock because I thought it suited her really, really well. But she's now Elaine Knight.
She could have gone Peacock Knight.
She could have gone Peacock Knight.
But then why would she keep Peacock? Because that were her ex-husband's name as well,
weren't it? That's true.
I'm assuming. So, and we had
all the explanation last week about why that's probably not going to be... I mean, the drag queen's busy living up the name Peacock, which in some ways, you know, makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But did you think she was going to make it up the aisle?
Yeah. Thought it were a load of... Yeah. I thought it were a load of... camaraderie. It's like they're going to end up getting married. You've got to have some drama on a wedding day in Albert Square, ain't
obviously.
You? Come on. But I knew that they would.
My goodness me, did we get some drama for this wedding, which outside of the church, which we'll be discussing very, very shortly. But elsewhere, Lauren's problems have been increasing. Cindy is going ever so slightly insane. And Denise and Ravi, are they about to start rejoining one another? I can't blame her. The size of those arms, I honestly, like, it comes to a point. They're both single now. They're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
they're both single.
Fine. It is still her daughter's ex. That's the bit that I'm like, that's okay. It's Albert Square. What are you going to do? You
know,
you can't venture outside of that 1 mile radius.
No.
So.
No.
A bit of incest probably going to happen.
In any way, but you know, it's I'd let him dangle me over a railway bridge. That's all I can tell you. Right, shall we? Right, so we'll crack on with this week's podcast, shall we? Welcome to Albert Square After Dark. Right, we'll kick off this week. We're talking about Jean, who has been scammed officially. Now, all of this is part of a wider thing that the BBC appeared to be doing at the moment. It was Scam Week at the BBC, apparently. I wasn't really aware of this, but it's sort of part of something the BBC are doing to raise awareness about phone scams and how, you know, people having money stolen off them and all that kind of thing. Now, we did kind of suspect this might be where it was going, but it seems now that Jean has lost everything. Like, she's lost all of her money and she was trying to ring people, you know, all the people back, and they were all unrecognised numbers.
Numbers. Did she not click when they were numbers?
The thing is, why would you at some point? You know, if you're good enough at what you do, that's the whole point. If you're rubbish at scamming, you wouldn't be a scammer. You know, it's not those people that message you and saying, hi, it's Queen Elizabeth II here. I'm not really dead. Can you send me a £50 Amazon voucher and then I'll be fine? You know, it's not like that. It's people who actually know what they're doing.
True. I also don't think Ruby's involved now because after finding out that the BBC were doing that week, I figured, all right, so that's probably why they just dropped in that Ruby had done it. Ruby had been scammed as well. So now I'm like, not that suspicious of Ruby and the scamming stuff.
No. So she's all excited about the money, is Jean. She's thinking, I've got all these thousands of pounds saved away. I'm going to move to a Greek island. Everything's going to be absolutely fine. I'm going to literally drown in moussaka. My life's going to be excellent. And everyone around her is sort of a bit like, you sure about this? This all sounds a little bit too good to be true. I mean, I gotta be honest, I'm always rubbish with all this sort of thing, like bank accounts and savings and pension schemes and all of that kind of thing. So I don't think I was really sort of following everything that she was being with the garden path that she was quite being led down, other than obviously knowing this doesn't sound real at all. And Harvey is sort of doubtful. He's sort of like, are you sure about this? And they have a bit of a row. Is this going to be sort of pushing towards the Harvey and Kathy stuff again, do we think?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think they need to split up now, Jean and
Yeah,
Harvey.
you reckon?
She's very snappy with him over every little thing. And I'm just like, all right, Jean, calm down. She's on the defense all the time with him. Like, but I actually felt a bit sorry for him, to be
I know.
honest.
He's only trying, isn't he? He's only trying to
And he
help.
wouldn't. And obviously, like, when she found out it were a scam and she said, I don't want to tell Harvey, it's like, he's not going to gloat, though. He'd be trying
No.
to help you. Like, why does she? Don't know. She's got some weird paranoia, or not paranoia, but she's just super defensive with anything that Harvey says. I don't blame him if he
No,
went elsewhere
if he
now.
wandered, if he
And I
wandered.
love Jean, but chill out, love. Blimey,
I
hell.
know, I know. But then she sort of realizes that all of her money's been stolen because all of these numbers she's ringing are unrecognized. The website she goes on is
Bless
unrecognized.
her.
When she typed it into Google, I was sort of wondering whether that was just going to tell her straight away. Because normally, what happens if I ever get a cold call number, what I tend to do is stick it into Google, and there's a site
Yeah,
that tells you
same.
whether it's a cold caller or not.
Yeah, this phone number was rated negative 72
Yeah.
times. It's a scam call.
It's a scam
Okay,
call.
thank you.
Delete that, block it. Thank you very
Did you
much.
see that? It's a scam.
It's a scam. Stare at the screen for 5 seconds. The best thing ever that EastEnders ever did was bring that woman in to help Janine out for a plot. Do you remember that? That woman who
Oh,
did the advert.
vaguely. Now you've said it vaguely. Yeah. Because I think I remember you getting excited about it. That's why I
I was well
remember.
excited. That woman was iconic on that
Yeah.
advert. I was a great fan of her.
Yeah.
So she has a big old meltdown, as only Jean can do, and so she has to try and calm her down, and she's now going to try and keep this secret. Now, it's all her money, isn't it? It's not like she's had any of Harvey's money put into it.
Yeah, so from what I can gather, because I don't think us as viewers found all this out, but it sounds like she's put her own savings into it as well.
Yeah.
So she had this supposed pension pot. She's put all that into it. Whether that was real, I'm still unsure. Or whether they've told her that just to try and convince us to then put her savings into
Well,
this investment.
it sounds like that's what she's
Yeah.
done. Like everything that she's ever saved
Yeah,
up,
yeah.
or everything that she had with Brian, that's all been put into this sort of invisible account, and it's all just disappeared. And these scammers have now got thousands of pounds worth of Jean's money, and they're off to a Greek island somewhere and going to drown in moussaka.
Is it classed as illegal then with the law? Because she has consented to handing it over, but then if the pretenses are fake, like she thought it were, she were investing it, is that where it becomes illegal then?
I
Or
mean,
would they go,
yeah.
actually, you've handed it over,
Well, no,
so
I reckon that's probably what the banks will say. They'll be like, oh, nothing we can do about that. Sorry, you handed it over. There's no way of getting it back, which seems to me to be a flaw in the banking system. Like they should be able to click a button and like reverse a transaction, I think.
I think they can in some stuff, can't they? But I don't know all the ins and outs work of it all. But yeah, I can't imagine she'll
No,
be able to get it back.
because otherwise scamming wouldn't be a thing, would it, if you were able to
No,
just
exactly.
get it changed
Yeah.
like that. It's
Maybe we all need
bless
some
her.
scammer insurance these days.
Yes.
Maybe that should be a thing
That should
of.
be a thing. That should be a thing. Well, we're talking about all the financial issues here. This is we should get into politics, really. We should
There's a reason why
save the
there isn't
UK.
scammer insurance, I'm sure. Probably because they'd just be constantly paying out because it happens so regularly.
It does happen regularly. So it's not good news for Jean, bless her. And I sort of wonder where this is going to leave her and Harvey. There was a bit of a moment with Kathy later on the week, which we'll discuss. Kathy was drunk, and that's what we love. Drunk Kathy was marvellous. But she was very, very, very defensive of Harvey. Jean seems to sort of be thinking that her and Kath Harvey and Kathy are having like little chats together. So she's sort of twigged on something maybe is going on there, do you reckon?
Yeah, well, it depends how paranoid I guess she gets about. If she thinks that it's literally that they're friends, then fine. But if Kathy keeps talking about him in that way, I think it won't take long for her to suspect it. I personally think this is heading towards another Jean breakdown after all
Do
this,
you?
to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, it wouldn't seem out of character for it to go that way, because she's going to be mega stressed about this, keeping it to herself as well, other than Stacey. Yeah, I
She's
won't be
never good at it, Jean,
surprised.
is she? She's never good at keeping those big secrets to
No.
herself. It stresses her out massively. Bless her.
Yeah, so she gets really, really stressed, and then you've got Christmas around the corner. She can't afford to buy any presents for all the kids and all that. I wouldn't be surprised if it went down that route, or it's just that she's going to keep pushing Harvey away. Not shoving him, pushing him. Maybe
Shoving him
shoving him with
away.
where she's going.
She
Yeah.
will. She will. Meanwhile, of course, Ruby and Martin, they had a bit of a confrontation this week. Now, this happens. Like, I didn't think we expected Ruby to find out the truth this quickly, did we?
No, I thought we were going to drag on for a lot longer than this. Yeah. But we predicted it pretty quickly as well, that Stacey would be Team Ruby and saying to Martin, no, you shouldn't. But yeah, I wasn't expecting it to happen this quickly.
The Stacey being on the Ruby side thing happened a lot quicker than I thought it was going to, which does make me suspect that Ruby's now up to something, I have to say, because it's just like, why is Stacey believing her so quickly? And Martin is very much on his own with this now, I feel.
Oh, so you think Martin's right that Ruby's putting on an act then, maybe?
Don't get me wrong, I don't think Martin's right in a lot of the ways that he's acting around this, because he's
Yeah.
literally just sort of marching into Ruby's life saying, "Well, I'm having our son. You're having nothing
Yeah.
to do. You're having
Yeah.
nothing to do with him," which is bang out of order, in all
Yeah,
honesty.
completely,
And
completely.
even though Ruby was sat there going, "Look," even when she found out the truth, she was fully prepared to sit down and have a conversation with him. "Let's sort this out, all right? I want you on the birth certificate. Let's sort this out." And he's all like, "Rrr." And then she rightly, I think, tells him to piss off and walks off. So
Yeah.
this
But so you
war.
think that was genuine then? Because I felt
Yeah, I
like, well,
do.
that was genuine. But now you think she's going to start plotting something.
I just think that the way that Stacey was instantly on Ruby's side to me suggested that Stacey was just being fooled. I don't know. It just seemed
Oh.
I would have thought Stacey would have been a lot more suspicious of Ruby. I did not think that Stacey was going to be the first person to believe her. If anything, I was expecting Martin to be the first person to believe her, and then Stacey would be the one that would
Yeah.
discover all the mad
Oh,
or
see,
whatever plot she was up to. But
but I think if you think about Stacey and Ruby's history and their friendship, it's a bit. I know that they've had a lot happen, but they're bonding over being a mum, and I think Stacey's very empathetic towards Roman being ill. So I think I actually find it more believable that Stacey would soften to Ruby in this particular scenario, just because they used to be best friends and now they're bonding over motherhood, and Ruby's been all, oh, I get it now. And I think Stacey's like, finally, we're on the same page.
Yeah,
You
I mean, I liked
get
it. I liked them being able to sit down and
it.
talk together, because I think something
But it did
that
happen quickly.
it did happen quickly, but I think something that viewers were quite sad about was this friendship that got broken up, because we always like friendships on the square because they're important.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether that was literally just the show going, "Don't worry about that. We'll sort that out. They're friends again now," or whether
Yeah.
there's something a little bit more going on. But actually thinking about it, I can't, like, Ruby's actually been very open about the whole thing. Yes, she was lying initially, but that was, I think, kind of understandable at that moment. Not right, but understandable. You can see why she was keeping things from Martin.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it kind of seems that Martin's the one that's more out of order than anybody else in this situation.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't understand, like Stacey was saying to Martin, like, you can't just take him away from his mummy. That's not what's best for him.
I
And he
don't
just
feel
didn't
like.
seem to get it, but maybe he's just so filled with anger towards the entire situation that. But then seeing it from Martin's POV, I don't agree with how he's acting, but if you
Martin's
see it from his
POV, we were about to say
perspective,
there.
POV, yeah, totally.
See it from Martin's POV.
POV. He didn't know that he had this son for 2 years. Yeah, Ruby told
Yeah, I
him
get
she was
it.
pregnant and he didn't believe her at first, but then
Yeah,
to
she was
just
like, "Oh no,
keep
I
it
had
a
him adopted."
secret. Yeah, so you
Yeah, I
can kind
get
of
it.
get it as well.
I get it, but I'm sort of like, I don't know, maybe I'm just expecting Ruby to be up to something. And at the moment, actually, doesn't seem like she is.
No,
So.
not at the minute, but maybe something else is going to happen and then she's going to start plotting. She's not going to take it laying down, Martin, because he's obviously going to go try and still take full custody somehow. But more fool Martin, because he could have just carried on and got his name on birth certificate anyway, so it's his own fault.
But then I don't think that he was, even if Ruby had turned around to him and said, "All right, let's sort this out," I don't get the impression that Martin was even then going to say, "All right, let's try and work it together here." He would have still tried to take Roman as in full custody. So,
Yeah.
I don't
Martin,
know.
not thinking Clearly, is he?
No, I don't think he is. I'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Let us know in the comment section below. Whose side are you on in this? I'm kind of Team Ruby at the moment with this sort of thing, actually, I have to say. But let us know in the
Same.
comment section what you think. Right, ladies and gents, next story. So, Denise and Ravi, I feel like I was not expecting them to ever really have these moments again. Were you? I'm surprised
No.
by this.
Thought we were done and dusted, but like you said before, they're both single
They're
now,
both single
so
now.
no, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. If he'd not had a relationship with Chelsea and it was quite, feelings were involved in everything,
Yes.
had that not happened, I'd be like, oh, I don't mind seeing this. Nah, I'm not here for it.
But Cindy, Junior, and George are all for you.
I'm not for them though, no. I think that's no.
No.
Definitely not. I like the
Oh.
drama. I love the
Oh, yeah.
drama of
Well,
it, don't get me wrong.
you love the
Yeah,
drama,
but
you
the
just love it.
actual, yeah.
Mm,
No, I'm
I.
not. No, it's weird. There you go. It's
But
kind of a similar thing in a way.
yeah. I mean, the thing is, I just think that I'm liking Denise's sort of feelings about this, where she's absolutely furious with herself for feeling like this, and she's sort of just like,
Yeah.
why? This is what broke up my marriage, effectively. Like, this is the reason that I'm now a single woman. Why am I having more feelings for him than I am my husband after everything that Ravi did? And yet, there she is, and I can't
Here
believe
they
that all
are.
of like even Kim was sat there going, people change, yeah, he's a bad man, but he's not that bad. And I can't believe no one at any point turned around and went, we did dangle Barney Mitchell over a bridge. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've
I
forgotten
mean,
about
there
that.
is that. Yeah, but that were in defence of his daughter, Rob. So, he could have done worse, they're probably thinking, knowing Ravi and his reputation, in
Well, yeah.
fairness. But
Well.
did they? I can't believe that Denise can't remember where. Do you remember that hotel scene? And he was like being right weird. I just remember him
Nah.
being weird with his hands.
Nah. Nah.
Denise being like,
What are you doing? Get
get off.
off. Ran into the
Yeah.
bathroom and had a moment in front of the mirror. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it does seem that they're pushing them together again now. And I feel like Denise was always more of an attractive option to Ravi than Chelsea. Because
Yeah.
really, he only really went out with Chelsea to make Denise jealous, didn't he?
He did initially, but then they started getting like
Yeah, then
proper
feelings started
feelings.
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel
Yeah.
like it's always been Denise over Chelsea. Like,
Yeah,
no mis
but
like.
still. Maybe just don't go for a daughter if you're wanting the mother.
Well,
Like, as
yeah.
if that's a thing that you need to say. Like, come on.
But there was a little scene at the wedding this week. We took like briefly talk about Priya and Jack. Priya,
Yes.
again, is just a comedy goddess. I absolutely
A
love her.
queen.
A queen. She turned around and said to Penny, I quite fancy your dad. He's single now, isn't he? All right, friendship over. See you later. Just went and had and tried to have sex with Jack, got pushed around. But there was a little moment where Priya noticed Denise and Ravi kind of dancing
Yeah.
together, wasn't there? Just the tiniest little moment. So that's going to add some complications into the mix, I think, isn't it?
Well, I did start wondering, will they be, because obviously for the 40th, we know that there's going to be a choice that we
A
make about a
choice.
relationship. I wondered, is it going to be whether we want Ravi with Priya or Denise, maybe?
Who would you go for in that scenario?
Priya.
Priya, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Although saying that, we could get some great drama out of Priya not being with Ravi, in fairness.
Well, this is what I've been saying with Priya for a long time. She needs a rival. Like
Yeah. Oh.
someone like Priya needs someone to have a feud with. And
Yes.
Denise isn't a bad option for that, because Denise can give as good as she gets. So I think that might be
Yeah.
quite fun.
She'd make a lot of jibes about her being a cougar and an older woman, I think, wouldn't she?
Yeah, and Denise could throw everything back at Priya that she got given to her. So maybe that's a possibility, maybe, potentially. I mean, do you think at this moment there's any other sort of options for this choice that we're getting for the 40th, if it's a love story? Presumably, that
So,
means that we're being asked to who should this person get with?
yeah, I saw somebody online. Sorry, I can't remember who it was. Somebody said Harvey's going to have to pick between Kathy and Jean.
And you'd go for Kathy in that instance.
Oh, before I would have said Jean, but after this week, yeah, I think I'd say Kathy after
Mm.
seeing Jean with Harvey this week, yeah. And I know that people speculated initially about Martin choosing between
Ruby and Stacey,
Stacey
yeah.
and
But then
Ruben, but
Stacey,
I
I
don't
think, would
think
win.
that.
No, and especially since Lacey Turner's gone on maternity leave. But I think even
Yeah.
then, Stacey would win hands down on that, because Stacey and
Yeah.
Martin were a very popular couple at one point. They were the posh and
Yeah.
Becks of the teens, weren't they? So Yeah, we'll have to wait and see where this choice comes from. But yeah, the Ravi Denise Priya triangle might be a thing going forward. I'm looking forward to that. Just anything that gives Priya material, basically. I want more and more Priya as life goes on, honestly. I'd be quite happy with Priya doing a dot and having an episode to herself. That'd be fine. Just talking into a tape recorder. I'd love that. I'd absolutely love that. I'd be sold. Absolutely. So there we go. So yeah, the wedding kind of keeps going on. We'll talk about the wedding very, very shortly because a lot kicked off there. So let's talk about Lauren and Peter, and then that will lead us into the wedding. So, Lauren and Peter. Lauren is going down the addiction route. We said this. Let's give ourselves this one. Theories and
Enter a round of
observations.
applause.
Thank you very much to us. Well done, us.
Yes, yeah.
So, I spoke to my mother, the nurse, about Cocoldemol, right?
Okay, yes.
He said, well, it's a bit of a kind of, yes, you can take Cocoldemol when you're pregnant, but you've got to be really sort of structured with it and really careful because what can happen, because codeine is such an addictive drug, the baby can then become
Oh, the
dependent on it.
baby.
Yeah, so you've got to be really, really careful
Oh,
with it.
yeah. Didn't think of
So,
that, yeah.
haven't asked her about the effects of downing bottles of liquid morphine when you're pregnant. I feel like I don't need to.
No, I think we can assume that that's probably not the best idea.
Why is she in so much pain?
Right, this is what I don't understand because the pain thing seems genuine, but is this a part of addiction where they actually feel as though they feel the pain so
Yeah.
that they've got a reason to have it
Yeah,
or
there is a
something? Is that what
psychological
it
thing of
is?
yeah, there is a psychological thing that goes on when you're addicted to prescription drugs where your
Yeah.
body will kind of simulate the pain that you feel like you need to take the
Should have.
drugs. Yeah. So that is a thing, but I don't think it's to the stage where she's literally like if anyone touches her with a feather, she's keeling over. Like it shouldn't be at
No,
that level.
is that pain? Is that actually the withdrawals, and that's because she's not been taking
I
anything?
don't know. I didn't get that impression. I feel like there's something
I
actually
can't
wrong
figure
with
it.
her.
Yeah, this is what I can't figure out. But then she went for that scan, which, by the
Yeah.
way, if I were Peter, I'd be fuming about
Oh,
if
well,
I
because
were him.
he didn't go with it.
Yeah. But she went for that scan and they said everything were fine. And I were
Yeah.
expecting them to tell us how far along baby was as well at the scan, but they didn't. And I feel like that was deliberately left out. Because why are they not?
I don't think I
She
don't think
went
there's
for a
anything.
private scan,
She did, but I
was the
don't feel like there's
impression,
what
yeah.
you feel like she's more pregnant than she's like further along than we should be thinking right now.
Well, actually, I don't know because if she was further along, you'd think there'd be more likely damage to the baby. But then how could they tell? If she's not that far along, I don't see how they'd be able to tell at this stage on a scan because it'd be so small. So that
Yeah.
makes me think that maybe she
Yeah.
is a bit further along
I
because
don't know. I
I
don't know.
don't. But I feel
But
like they
anyway.
should have told us at that scan how far along she was. I rewound that scene about three times because I was like, have they told us? Like, surely they should be telling us how far along she is. And the fact that she supposedly didn't even ask that at the
Yeah,
scan,
she
but I
because
guess.
I don't think she actually knows how far along she is at the moment. She's never bothered asking, has she? I'm pregnant, that'll do.
Yeah.
That's all the information I need.
And it is something that they would probably. I mean, I know it's a private scan, which are completely different to like an NHS one, but they know how far along you are and whether there's damage based on all the measurements and stuff of the baby. So
Yeah, all about
I
this
don't
now,
know.
don't
There's
you?
something. Yeah, of course I do, Ralph. Of course I
Maternity
do.
expert over here.
Had one, you know. I've had
I
one.
know. Have you? Have you?
In case
Oh.
anyone didn't know that, by the way, I've been pregnant and I've had a baby,
And she's had the
so
baby. Yeah. Tell us all
yeah.
about you being Moana, Ri.
Maybe more. I don't know why
I cannot
you
tell
think
you.
this
I
is so.
cannot even begin to describe to you how much this woman has changed since I knew her at uni.
Because I was telling Rob earlier how me and my daughter wear matching Moana headbands and we've got full dance routines to
Honestly.
three songs actually from the soundtrack. We actually have dancing scarves as well, Rob, that we use. Summer we act like we're the sea. We get the blue scarves out.
I cannot begin to describe to you how much
I
this
know
woman has
what's
changed.
happening here.
I don't. I've no idea what's happening here. Oh dear. Anyway,
Anyway,
so
yes, that's what we do.
yes, fair enough. So
Yeah.
she goes to the scan. Yes, she gets the picture. She gets the scan. Everything seems to be fine. She,
Yes.
meanwhile, goes to see Amy because she sort of like decides that Cocodamol maybe not the best idea. I should probably stop taking them. The doctor's not going to give me any more. She goes to see Amy and sort of looks after her while the wedding thing's going on because Amy's all depressed because she can't go to the reception, and discovers a bottle of liquid morphine in the cupboard that Amy's supposed to be taking back to the prescription because she doesn't need it anymore. So she just swipes that and spends the rest of the week caning this bottle of liquid morphine.
Did you, Rob, did you think that she was helping Amy out of the goodness of her heart?
At
Because
first,
I thought it was all completely premeditated and
no,
that she was,
I don't think
oh,
she
I
no,
thought that
well,
she deliberately went there just to get, because she knew that she'd have some pain meds there. That's why she went to
well,
help her.
you're a deeply distrusting person, Ray. That's the problem. That's the problem, isn't it?
Oh, I thought that
I don't
was what
know.
it
I
was.
no, I thought that she went there first of all out of the goodness of her heart because look, Amy needed a shower and she was trying to help her there. But then she looked came across this liquid morphine in the cupboard.
No, because I think she deliberately went into the cupboard thinking, this is where the pain meds will be kept. I've done all the nicey nice. Now I can just casually open it and find the meds.
Well, maybe she
That's what
did,
I
but
assumed anyway.
either way, she finds this bottle of morphine and, like I say, spends the rest of the week caning it. Now, I've never taken liquid morphine, have you?
Yes.
And what does it do? Do you have a great old time? Are you off your tits? What happens? Is it a,
Yeah,
is
I
it, would you
remember.
rec
Well, I
would you
went.
recommend it recreationally? What do you think?
Probably, to be fair,
Yeah, you'd have a
because
good old time on it, would you?
yeah, I think I had it when I went into anaphylactic shock, because I remember my mum said I was really out of it, and it would and doctors were saying it's the morphine, and I was like, do you know what, guys? I nearly died, but I feel fine. You know what? Life's good. I was
I
very
mean,
like that on it.
when I had a kidney stone once, a doctor injected me with morphine. Oh
Yeah.
my God, I understand
Yeah.
why people would get addicted to that. I had a
Oh, maybe
great
I had
time.
an injection. I don't know if I did have it liquid, but I've
I mean,
had
obviously,
morphine on it.
I don't think the, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't think the liquid morphine is going to have quite the same effect if you have it injected straight into your veins. But
Yeah.
presumably, it's about the strongest form of painkiller you can possibly
Yeah.
take. And necking it the way that Lauren is not good.
Just out
Because
of
she wasn't
bottle.
even giving herself dosages, was she? She was just literally downing it.
I did think she was being a bit bait with it, though. Like,
Yeah.
you know,
She's
like
doing it
when
in the
Linda's
street.
like,
She's having
Linda,
it like Lucozade.
that's what I mean. Like when Linda's like on
Yeah.
booze, she's got a little flask, hasn't she?
Yeah.
That she's like, yeah,
That's
it's
how you do
coffee,
addiction
everyone.
secretly. Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
yeah.
Whereas Lauren's like, I've got this liquid morphine with my cousin's name on it.
So
Wait,
she should have put
lads.
it in a she should have put it in a sparkly like coffee cup
Yeah.
and then done it like
Something.
that. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. This kind of around well, she is being quite blatant about it because she is being really snappy with Peter, and is really on edge. I think the morphine is, starts to have a bit of a negative effect on her because she starts to get she's been quite wobbly and sort of she's clearly absolutely off her tits, isn't she, on
Yeah.
morphine. And the problem is that because she is an addictive personality, she becomes very addicted to these painkillers very, very quickly. To the point where Peter at one point turns around to her and goes, "Are you back on the booze? Are you back on the booze? Because if you are, then we've got issues." And she sort of runs away and is sort of all stressed about it. So, I mean, yes, this then leads into the Cindy story, but I think separately, this addiction storyline that she's got, where does this end? Like, what I don't see how this baby's surviving what is actually going to be happening to her, especially after Cindy got involved.
Or it's like you just mentioned, is the baby going to be born with addiction issues? Is that the route that they're going down? So she's going to
Maybe.
keep taking it, and then because like you hear about babies whose mothers have had heroin when they're born, and they have to give them like, is it, do they give them like baby methadone or something when they're
Something like
born?
that, yeah.
Are they going down that route with it, or is it that she's, because the other thing is Cindy, I know that we're getting onto this, but she's obviously giving her the meds. She doesn't know that she's pregnant. I think Cindy's just going to keep giving them to her. She's just going to be a supplier constantly, isn't she, for Lauren now? That's going to be a
That
thing moving forward.
is mental, the direction that takes. We'll talk about the Cindy stuff in a moment, but oh my God. I mean, the drugs that Cindy gives her, like that could be anything. I thought like she was
Yeah.
little white tablets. Is it ecstasy or something?
Nah, I reckon it is a painkiller because I think Cindy will want her to still be addicted to the painkillers.
That is
But I don't know.
mad. That's dark.
I don't know what painkillers you get on the black market. I don't know what
Nothing
you'd
that's going to keep
get.
a baby healthy. That's for damn sure.
Well, no, definitely
This
not.
is what I mean.
Definitely
I
not.
don't see how this baby survives this.
No. All they do when they're going to be addicted, like
I mean, I
maybe
tell you
it's
what
going
this
down that
does do.
route.
This, when this all comes out, Cindy's doomed when this all comes out. My God.
Can't
Like,
wait.
I can't wait for the revelations of this. It's going to be an amazing. And it's definitely happening at Christmas. Called it for months. It's happening
Yes,
at
yeah, you
Christmas, ladies
did.
and gentlemen.
Yep.
It is the Christmas reveal. The Cindy stuff is going to be the focus of Christmas. That's exciting. A turkey is 100% going to be thrown at Cindy's head. I'm telling you now.
I
Someone,
really hope so.
I
I hope
really
so.
hope, I swear to God, someone better throw a turkey at Cindy. It's the least she deserves.
Gina.
Yeah. Yeah. or
Maybe it was
Elaine
Gina
or
who did
Lauren,
it.
anybody. I don't care. Anyone can throw a
Anna,
turkey at her, but she
many
deserves to
people,
have
many
poultry.
options. George!
Yeah, she deserves to have cooked poultry flown at her head. That's what needs to happen.
Not raw, that would be a bit far.
No, that's too far. That's too far. Cooked and respectfully sort of seasoned and everything.
Yes.
That needs to happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, in conclusion, Lauren, I don't see this isn't going to end well whatsoever. And I will be, you could be right in the fact they're going to go down like the sort of what happens to babies in the situation. The easy way of doing this is for Lauren to simply miscarriage, but
Yeah.
miscarry rather, that's the phrase I was looking for. But yeah, longer term, it could be interesting to sort of see the effects that addiction issues have on a baby that survives the full term or maybe
Full
one
term,
semester.
yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah,
so there we go.
semester.
Semester. There is a
You get a full term.
there's a maternity word with semester in, isn't there? Is it nothing to do with
No.
maternity? What am I on about? Anyway, right.
First trimester.
Trimester. That's the one I was
Second
looking for.
trimester,
Not
third trimester.
semester.
Yeah,
Semester's
not
what we had at
semester,
uni.
trimester.
The semester's
Yes,
what we
that's
had at uni
right.
when we were drunk all the time. That's right. You shouldn't do that when you're having a baby either. There we go then. Right, ladies and gents, let's talk about the big storyline of the week. This was the wedding and the madness of Cindy Beale. Da, 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 da. Wedding time, Ree.
What
So
was that that you just sang?
the wedding farm don't. It's the wedding,
What's
isn't it?
that?
Never mind.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
Oh, wait for
so
Here Comes the Bride. Yeah.
anyway.
Da, da, da,
So the wedding occurs this week, okay, and
Yeah.
it is everything I hoped it would be. Elaine looked spectacular. I honestly thought she looked a little bit like the Statue of Liberty, but she looked epic.
Yes. Yeah, can kind of, yeah, I can see
Yeah.
that. She looked amazing.
She looked amazing,
Queen.
considering how little time she had in the end to get herself sorted. I thought she looked spectacular.
Yes, of course. And
She had a
like Kim said,
coach.
she should have been paid double for doing it in less time. That was quite funny,
Yes,
that little
yes.
conversation we hear and how we actually.
She had a coach. It was literally like the royal
Yes.
wedding. It was excellent. I
Yes.
really, really liked it. I think I was surprised that she got that it all went ahead by the end. I think I didn't think, I don't know if I was fully expecting it to. I know by the end there was no real reason for it not to. Like, I didn't think when the whole honey trap thing happened that it was ultimately going to end in them not getting married. But I was still kind of, I think it's just the fact I'm always surprised when anybody ever makes it down the aisle in EastEnders, to be
That's
fair.
true. True.
Because
No, I
weddings are.
thought that they would. It feels right that we need George and Elaine married now anyway, so it wouldn't have
Elaine
felt right for
Knight.
them to not. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, Elaine
I knew they
Knight.
would.
You knew that.
I
Well,
knew they
Ree's
would.
always right. That's why.
Rito is right, obviously.
Exactly. I mean, it's easy to forget the week started with this whole honey trap thing. This was so funny because she went. I'm so glad that they didn't go down the route that they normally go with things like this. With Elaine saying to Cindy, "I'll give you 10 grand. I'll give you 100 million pounds to do this for me, and
Yeah.
you'll get it by the end of the week." You know, all that kind of rubbish that they normally come out with, and they didn't need to because Cindy was like, "Yeah, fair. I'll try that. That's fine. Yeah,
Do it for free. Yeah,
that's
why
fine.
not?
No issues there." I
Yeah.
don't know what Elaine was thinking though, because if George had knocked her back, what did she think Cindy was gonna do?
What had if he hadn't knocked her
If
back?
he, if he, no, if he, no, if she, I think she was fully prepared. I think her brain was basically, if he goes for it, then you can have him, basically.
That is kind of what she said last
Yeah.
week or at the start of this week. I think Cindy said to her, and what if he goes with it? And she's like, well, that'll be up to you how
That's up
far
to
you
you.
take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means, yeah, go knock yourself out, basically.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But I don't know what she was expecting to happen if George said, what do you think you're doing? Get off me. Because obviously Cindy was then gonna like be all humiliated and embarrassed and say,
I
well, Elaine
see.
told me to do
Yeah.
it, right? Like, is that was
Yeah,
that not
got
the
you now.
obvious
Yeah.
outcome from this? If it hadn't, there was a no-win situation in this, surely, wasn't there?
Yeah, but also, Cindy, like that was part of the test. So you would have thought that Cindy wouldn't have taken it so personally. But yeah, I know what you're saying from Elaine's perspective. What were you expecting Cindy to do? Because in order to save face, she's going to turn around and go, well, Elaine told me to do it.
Do you think then that she underestimated quite how in love Cindy still is with George then?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So you
Yes.
didn't think that she,
Yeah.
so she wouldn't have thought that Cindy would have taken it quite so far as she did, and then by wouldn't have taken it quite as personally as she did.
Yeah, I don't think Elaine would have figured that. I think Elaine probably thought, oh, just, do your little
Very.
thing. Not like, because to be fair, Elaine wasn't like, declare your undying love for him. I don't think Elaine actually told
No,
Cindy to
try and
do
sleep with
that.
him.
It was just try and sleep with him. Yeah.
Try and
Just
sleep
try
with
and
him.
seduce him. That's
Yeah.
it. Whereas Cindy really added a lot of emotions into it all, didn't she? So
She
yeah,
did.
of course she then took it personally.
But again, I don't see where Elaine thought that was going to go, because obviously, because she can't deny that George and Cindy have so much history, and the spectre of Cindy constantly hangs over their relationship. So
Yeah.
what did she think that Cindy's method was going to be? Did she literally think that Cindy was just going to turn up in a sexy dress and go, "Hello, can I tempt you?" And
Well,
that would have been it.
Elaine clearly, she clearly didn't think any of it through properly,
She
Elaine,
didn't
did she,
really, did
bless her?
she?
And
No, she really
I
didn't.
think because of her confidence being so low, I think she just assumed that George were going to take the bait, actually. So maybe she'd not considered the other scenario.
Did you think at any point with it that he would?
No.
I feel like he came close though.
I was surprised that he said, I'll always love you. I was surprised when he said that.
I wasn't surprised he said that, because actually that makes sense, because she is the mother of his kids. They had a long history together, and there was all, and you know, at the end of the day, it was Cindy's actions that ended that relationship rather than them both, you know, having a blazing row and them saying, "Right, we're done, see you later." Like, so, and he, and for years, he was always left with that mystery of what happened to this woman that he was so desperately in love with. So you can kind of see his thinking with that, I think.
But I was surprised because I took it how Cindy took it at first, that he was saying, I'm in love with you. But actually, he wasn't. He was saying, well, I'll always, a part of me will always love you because you're giving me the girls. But when he initially said it, I took it how Cindy took it as, oh, he is in love with me. But then he still denied her. But yeah, I did not
It's,
expect that anyway.
is the Cindy George thing ever going to happen again, do you think? Do you think George
No,
will ever
not
get,
after he finds out about
not after
Junior.
this, no, but do you think that, no, yeah, but do you think that there is ever, like, does Cindy still think there's a chance with this? Do you think she's like, it's, do you know what I mean? I feel like there's, I'm always wondering whether George will ever stray, and I really hope he never does. I would love him to have, for his, for one of the key points of his character to be, "I'm done with you. You broke my heart. I will never trust you again. Thereby, we can never have another relationship." Like Elaine said, there's been a couple of kisses, but is that as far as it will ever go?
I think never say never. It is Albert Square,
It
Rob. You
is
don't
Albert
know, do you?
Square. It is Albert Square. Mick and Linda
I'd like to
strayed,
think the
even.
same as you, but yeah, exactly. Linda and Mick were always a dead cert, and look how that went. So,
So,
and
love
Harvey, we've
away.
been saying it about Harvey, and
Yes, me and you both said, "Well, Harvey wouldn't do that." What do we know?
well,
What do we know?
exactly.
So that doesn't work out, and George storms around and basically says to Elaine, "Well, I can't marry you now." I'm like, where's the trust in that? Like, because already she'd turn around to him and said, "I want a prenup," as if that wasn't enough. So he basically says, "I can't marry you," and like kind of storms off and goes and sees Phil, and Phil basically says, "What are you doing, you dick? Like, can't get a grip." Like, sort yourself out, for Christ's sake. So he basically says, "Yeah, I do still love you. Let's do this." Now, there was a scene where he chased Elaine through the square when she was in the taxi, because she decided, "Right, I need to go away from the square for a bit." I'm not entirely sure, but that scene was I don't know about the way that scene was filmed, if I'm honest. That seemed a bit
I'll be
weird.
honest with you, I think a few stunts recently on EastEnders have been questionably filmed.
Right, okay.
I don't doubt that the actors aren't doing what they've been instructed to do because they can't see what it looks like, but
I just wonder about this new sort of, like, how long has it been established that you can get like around the square via the Vic Passage? I don't know whether I was
oh yeah, that's such a good point.
like, I don't know if that's always been there or
He
whether
went
they
round
just,
the back, didn't he?
yeah,
Like,
like, or
yeah.
like, and he turned, you know, he go around the down the Vic Passage. I know that there has been a lot of stuff kick off in that passage over the years, you know, like when Shaquille was stabbed, for example. Those, like, his killers came from somewhere, so presumably that's where they came from. But I just feel like it's only recently that we've really been shown that you can get back onto the square via the Vic Passage, right on the back of the square, like down past Bridge Street and everything. It's weird.
Well, I guess you just got to accept it, Rob,
There
because
you go.
clearly you
Because
can
you
these
can.
days.
Because you can. There you go. That's the new set for you. So anyway, yeah, so he chases Elaine and all is well, and they go and get married. Cindy, obviously, is heartbroken. Now, how is Cindy going to react to that? Well, I guess me and Junior better start up again then.
Well, prior to that as well, let's not forget that actually it wasn't just talking to Phil that made George decide to marry Elaine. It was heavily
Oh,
influenced by
yes, of
Junior
course,
having
of
that
course.
conversation as well, weren't it?
There were so many moments with Junior this week, like his best man speech, where he turned around and actually
Yes.
said the words, "What's good enough for you is good enough for me." It's like there's going to be so much stuff that they can throw back in their faces this from all this. Now, when he said that, I feel like that's exactly what he meant, right? Or was that just
Yeah.
the writers being clever and giving us something to go, yeah, I get it. Or actually, is that Junior just literally trying to taking the piss out of his dad without him realizing? Like, is there that dark
I think
section
it
to
was.
Junior?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Look at him and Cindy and I'm him saying, oh, you just like me, you know, you like the thrill and all that
Imagine
jazz.
it. They're a mad
Yeah,
couple.
definitely. But I think, because don't forget, Junior really still hates his dad, right?
Do you think
He's
he
starting
does?
to, I think he started to warm to him a lot more than when he first got here.
Yeah.
But I do, if he really cared for his dad and everything, he wouldn't still be carrying on with Cindy, would he?
No,
Let's
he
be real.
certainly doesn't care about his dad enough to not sleep with Cindy,
Yeah.
for sure. And yes, the feelings from Junior are more intense than they are with Cindy. There's no debate. There's no two ways
Yeah.
about that, surely. And he is kind of clearly falling for Cindy, and he's basically said, right, okay, well, if this is as far as it's ever going to go, I guess I'm fine with that, just to sort of be with you, like, bless.
Yeah.
But there is definitely a side of him that kind of makes you question his psychological makeup a little bit, in the sense of like presumably this is going to come out at some point. Like, does he not think that this is going to be revealed in spectacular fashion at some point?
I don't know, because how many affairs has he had behind his wife's back over years? It sounds like a
Mm.
lot. So he obviously feels like he can get away with it. But do you know what he's never done before?
What's he never done
Had an
before?
affair on Albert Square where
No.
everyone will inevitably find
Everyone.
out.
The only person that has ever got away with an affair on Albert Square is Kathy Beale. He is no Kathy Beale, is Junior. Let's be real here. Briefly, before we carry on with the Cindy stuff, talk about the reception and everyone getting drunk together. Kathy drunk. Love Kathy drunk.
Love Kathy drunk. And
Love
do you know
Kathy
what?
drunk.
Love Linda drunk as well. I'm not going to
Right,
lie.
let's
I
talk
know
about Linda.
that.
Right, okay. I saw people kicking off about Linda being drunk online this week and about the fact that everyone was just sort of just getting pissed with her. My thought with this is, what are you supposed to do? Like, she's an alcoholic and you're not going to stop her from drinking. So what do you want her to do? Like, is it not better to, like, there's no point in saying, Linda, you shouldn't be drinking. You're an alcoholic. That's not going to work, is it? They've tried that. It doesn't work. So surely the second best option from there is, well, if she's going to drink, have her with friends and people that are going to look after her and just get drunk
But
with her.
it's not like she's gone on a night out and everyone knows that she's an alcoholic and gone, Linda, should we go for a night out? Like they
Yeah.
were all at a wedding reception where everyone's having a drink,
Yeah.
including Linda. Had it been like, we're having a girls' night, Linda, come on, I know you're not meant to be drinking, but come on, then let's all go and have a night out. And it's not like it was like that. The context was they were all at a wedding and they were all drinking. So does that mean that everyone else is not allowed to have a drink around Linda?
Yeah, I
In that
know.
scenario,
This is the thing. Like,
I
yes,
get
you
it
could
because they're saying
argue.
she was having fun with them, but
Yeah.
yeah, like you said,
But
what?
then what would you rather her do? Just sit and sort of be miserable and crying and all that kind of thing. Like, you are not going to be able to stop her from drinking. They've tried this for
And
months.
yeah,
There's no,
exactly.
you can't do that. You know, you wouldn't be able to stop Phil from drinking. Like, no one can do that. Like, if that alcoholic wants to drink at that moment, it's going to take more than you at a wedding reception to stop her from being able to do that.
Yeah.
So you may as well just sort of sit with her, drink with her, make sure she's at least enjoying herself and
Yeah.
keeping her happy. I think, you know,
I
it's
mean, I don't think
not
they were going
ideal.
and they weren't going and buying her drinks either.
No.
I didn't get the impression that they were going to the bar and saying, Linda, what are you having? So it's not like they were enabling her in that
Yeah. And even
respect.
Johnny,
So
the only person that seemed concerned about that this week was Phil, I thought. There was a
yes,
moment
I
where Phil
noticed
was like,
that,
is she
yeah.
drinking again? And Johnny basically turned around to him and said, well, it's an ongoing battle and not one that we're doing today. Like, just leave her be. So did you think that Phil thing was something that was to be put a pin in? Is that like, is Phil gonna
Yes.
try and get involved with this?
Oh, and see, I saw it as Phil were thinking, well, she's drinking, mate. Could I have one? That's
Well,
how I viewed
maybe.
that a little
Maybe.
bit.
I
Because
wonder if.
obviously, we know that there's loneliness stuff going on with Phil.
Yeah. I
I wondered
think
if he were contemplating it.
it's possible. The Phil and Linda relationship is actually fascinating once
Yeah.
when you know, on the occasional moments they delve into it, because actually they have got quite a good connection there, because they both got alcoholism, and that's something that only, I think, you know, two alcoholics talking to each other can really understand how the other one feels in that regard. So I really hope actually there's a moment where Phil is at his lowest and Linda's at her lowest, and they kind of come together at that moment, not necessarily in the go ending up in bed scenario, which,
No,
because God forbid, because anything that Phil goes anywhere near ends up pregnant, and I can't be asked for Linda
yes,
having another baby.
he'll just look at her while they're both
Yeah,
drunk and she'll end up
yeah.
pregnant,
That's
so.
probably how Linda. That's probably how Lauren's pregnant. Like Phil just went, all right, Lauren, and I was like, oh God, I'm pregnant. How did that happen? You know.
Oh, it's Phil's now,
Oh,
is
it's Phil's. Yeah, why
it?
not? Observation, I'm telling you. Right, so all that's going on. So, I mean, let us know in the comment section about this because I see a lot of people kicking off about the Linda alcoholism thing and saying that it's going on a little bit too long now. But I kind of don't agree. I think this is actually the realistic way of doing it. Like, it's not
Yeah.
something that should be like forgotten about. Like, and
No.
Linda's going through some stuff recently. So, you know, there's not.
And you know what? And I've seen a few people saying she has funny scenes, and there is a fine line between comedy and tragedy.
Yeah.
Like,
And I think
let
Linda
us
is a
not
classic
forget.
character to demonstrate that. Like, she
Yes.
can turn that over on a dime. She's hilarious when she's drunk, but also she's absolutely heartbreaking when she's drunk as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
So.
there you go. So all that's going on. Meanwhile, Junior and Cindy have reconnected in more ways than one. And in the Beale kitchen, because of course everybody has sex in that house, like on the floor of the living room, in the kitchen.
They love the danger, don't they?
It's
They
like a
just love the
brothel, that
danger.
house. Yeah, exactly. And they come out in the street and they have quite a public kiss, dangerous with the Vic only across the road, but they don't care about that because
Yeah, well, that was way too risky of
blate.
both of them. I was going to say bait, yeah. It was
Bait, yeah. It
very
was bait.
bait,
Very,
yeah.
very bait. And who should see them but Kojo? Now, this was madness. Kojo sees them and
Yes.
automatically kind of puts all the pieces together and says to Cindy, "Well, I don't like you now," and runs away. And then he ends up on a balcony. Where was he going? And he
I
started
don't
banging
know,
on
because
some random
he were banging
door.
on the
Yeah,
door.
whose
Yeah,
flat was that?
I think he was just trying to escape
Is
escape
that all it
Cindy, to be
was?
honest. Yeah, I think so. And he was just like, there's a door here. I just want to get away from
Yeah.
Cindy, I think.
And they're sort of grappling, and then Kojo just throws himself over the top of the balcony, it seemed to
Yes.
me. Like, obviously, I
Yeah.
don't think that's quite how it was supposed to come across, but it did. They had one minor sort of like tussle, and Kojo did a somersault over the balcony and
Yeah.
ended up on the ground, like 100 foot down below or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen. Do you know what's weird though? Like, I've seen people on TikTok saying Cindy pushed him, and I'm like, really? Obviously, she didn't push him. I don't know
Don't
how
think she
people
did
have
push
seen
him.
that.
I don't think
No,
she
she
did push him.
didn't.
It wasn't
It
a
was
Janine and
more.
Barry
She was
moment.
touching him,
Yeah.
and he probably didn't want her to touch him in that moment.
So he
So
kind
he
of
tried to
lurched
escape, and
backwards.
he,
Yeah.
yeah, he leaned back, and he leaned back too far. Yeah.
Yeah. So it did like a 360. I've been
Yeah,
laughing
that were a
on Twitter.
stunt.
It was a stunt. Yeah, it was a stunt. I've been laughing all week on Twitter because people keep putting Defying Gravity on the new Wicked film over the footage of him going over the balcony. I've been so entertained by that all week. It's been making me laugh a lot.
Oh, poor
Poor
Kojo.
Kojo. So ends up in an induced coma. Because he's fallen
Yes.
off his way down. The wedding's ruined. Everything's gone wrong. Kojo's now in hospital, and George is kind of beating himself up about it because he was trying to make sure that Kojo was okay. And Kojo, because all the music was kind of blaring, and Kojo was like, "I need to get out of here." So that's how he ended up seeing Cindy and Junior. So George is blaming himself and sort of, you know, lashing out at people and doing that whole thing that a grieving relative does. We think Kojo's going to be all right, do we think? I think he'll be fine.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
is
And
that going to
then.
be the catalyst, as we love saying, to this all coming out?
I'm not quite sure. I don't think he'll initially remember. And then I don't know at what point he's going to see Cindy and Junior together. And then it'll do something in his brain and it'll
Mm.
trigger the memory again from the wedding night. But I still. Or he's going to be going around telling everyone, and everyone's going to be like, "You're confused, Kojo. What are you talking about? You know, you don't understand." And then someone's going to find out and put the pieces together. But
Well,
I'm waiting for Junior to find out and understand that Cindy had more involvement with the Kojo accident. And then that's going
yeah,
to make Junior not like Cindy. So I don't know if it's going to go down that route.
because there is a very dark side of Cindy that comes out this week, I would argue. Not only does she lie about absolutely everything that went on with Kojo, she also. Lauren kind of comes along because Lauren's kind of busy
Yes.
taking this morphine and then sees Kojo on the ground and then sees Cindy there. And Cindy just doesn't like, I think Cindy should have, she failed her kind of like cunning soap bitch moment here because she could have just gone, "Well, I wasn't here, I was just standing here." But she was sort of standing there, sort of all paralyzed. And Lauren sees her and kind of puts two and two together and go, "Well, that's connected. You know, there's
Yeah.
something going on there, isn't there?"
Yeah.
And so thereby, they've both got something on each other because Cindy sort of discovers a liquid morphine in Lauren's bag, which has still got Amy's label on it, and says to her, "Well, I'll keep your secret if you keep my secret." Like, she didn't need to do that. They could have just, like, because she's made that much worse for herself in that regard, hasn't she?
Yeah, but I think because of what happened, Cindy was probably reacting in shock. So
Yeah.
obviously, because
Oh, yeah, totally.
Lauren's first thing is, why are you, if you're not involved, why are you not ringing an ambulance straight away? Which is the first thing Lauren did. But I know what you're saying, but we wouldn't have this
Oh
storyline
no, I'm
from
not
Rob.
criticizing. I'm just not criticizing. I'm just saying Cindy didn't act the best way in this, and she could have saved herself from a lot of drama here. But
Yeah,
hey, she didn't,
true.
and it's a drama, Mick. We just love it.
Yes, exactly.
And this sort of to-ing and fro-ing between Lauren and Cindy kind of goes on for the rest of the week. Lauren decides to get rid of the morphine and just, oh, to deal with the pain, it's fine. And that's when Cindy gets the idea to get whatever she got from Ravi to give to Lauren. Now, in fairness, Cindy doesn't know that Lauren's pregnant. So
No, she doesn't.
this is more on Lauren in terms of if she starts taking these, which she apparently is going to start taking them, because she practically ripped Cindy's hand off when she handed those drugs over. What has she given her? I'm just so
I don't
like,
know.
what is
I
it?
don't know.
It looked like ecstasy tablets.
Nah, she wouldn't. I'm telling. It must be some kind of strong painkiller that she's just given her, because she's going to want her to be addicted to the painkillers. What's the point in giving her something like ecstasy? There's just no point. I think she's going to keep her addicted for quite some time. Maybe
Well, at least
until
till
Christmas
Christmas.
or
At least
something.
till Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget, of course, that Lauren also had that moment of seeing Cindy and Junior in the office, so at the crush.
Yes,
And Lauren
yes.
hasn't really remembered that since then. She had a moment in the hospital where she kind of thought, I saw Cindy and Junior together in the office, but she hasn't really put two and two together yet. So presumably, it's going to take maybe a conversation between Kojo and Lauren to sort of put the pieces together at that moment.
Possibly. Or it's going to just be Lauren out in it all on Christmas Day.
Lauren loves doing that on Christmas Day, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
We
There we
have.
go.
Well, I mean, let's face it here. We have the recording. It's just this.
I was
This
just
is what
thinking
I
that.
love this about an EastEnders Christmas, because they've lit the fuse for the bombs, haven't they? The bombs are slowly ticking away, ready to go off on Christmas Day, and we've got so many little unexploded bombs that's going to create a nuclear explosion when it all kicks off. We've got the recording that was done in the kebab in the pie and mash shop. We've got the fact that Cindy's been giving Lauren these drugs. We've got the actual affair kind of kicking off between Junior and Cindy. We've got the involvement of Cindy in Kojo's sort of fall. We've got the fact that Cindy is cheating on Ian. I cannot wait for Kathy to find that out.
Forget that she's actually with Ian.
I know, right? I think Cindy does as well.
Yeah.
But it just and it, we've got the fact that Gina needs to find out that Junior's been lying to her all this time. Both Anna and Gina need to find out that Cindy's been lying to them all this time. George needs to find out that Junior's been having an affair with his ex-wife. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. It's going to be absolute chaos.
Yes, definitely.
I think three turkeys might be thrown.
Five, why not?
Five. Throw an entire farm at them. Just throw her in a
Yeah,
turkey farm and let the turkeys
yeah.
do their thing. I can't wait. It's gonna be epic. I'm so excited.
Same. And I think now we're talking about it, it would be quite fitting if Lauren revealed it through the recording or something. That would be very fitting, wouldn't it?
I mean, how do you think it's gonna play out? Like, who is going to be the how like cause how is it all going to play out? How is that recording going to be found? Because Freddie needs to go through it at some point, which then means that
Well,
maybe Anna needs to get her hands on it.
no, remember we were saying that they were at some point, Anna was talking about how Freddie's dishing out these CDs of the bird recording. So I think we're going to see him handing them out as Christmas presents to everyone on the square or something, and then it's going to be wondering who it is who's
I mean,
finally going
that's
to
quite
reveal
mad,
it.
isn't it? That's quite a mad thing to do.
Remember last
But
year with the cufflinks and Billy having him on the stall? I think it might be a bit of one of those things. So on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we're going to see everybody getting these CDs from Freddie of these bird recordings and saying, when you need a bit of calm on Christmas Day, whack this on. And then
I can't
there you
wait.
go.
I
Might do
cannot
that.
wait. It's going to be amazing. Bring it on. Like I need to ask, but who's your gold star going to this week, Ree?
Cindy, I love her.
Has to
I
be
love
Cindy.
her.
Do you know what? I think 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to give mine to Elaine again, because I thought she looked stunning at the wedding, and I loved all the Elaine stuff at the start of the
Yeah.
week. Really, really
Yeah.
enjoyed that. So there you
Fair
go,
enough. Yeah.
Cindy and Elaine for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold star is going to, and we will now turn to comments from you guys.
So we've got an email, Rob, from Bobby, who says, "Hi, Rob and Ray, loving the podcast as always, but I thought I would get in touch and ask for your opinion on the return of the green Minute Mark frontage. Did you like Suki's blue version, or are you two also a fan of the classic green interior? I've also wondered why the production design team also decided to change it back. Would be good to hear your thoughts on this. I think it is rather random in a good way. Many thanks, Bobby."
Well, what I love is the fact that there were pictures released of the Minute Mark all boarded up, and we all assumed that that was going to be like the big niche conclusion, and that there was going to be a big old fire or something, and the shop was going to be blown up to a million pieces.
Yeah.
And that was how the shop was going to be redesigned. No, we literally found out a couple of weeks later, oh, the shop's having a rebrand. Oh, right. Okay, that's that then, is it?
Yeah, that's it. All the speculation we've been doing.
I do think that the Minute Mart of old looked more like a shop than it did a set. I thought that the blue Minute Mart branding
the blue
looked
one.
Quite like a TV like set thing. So I think the old branding looked a bit more natural. So I'm all up for that coming back. I feel like the Panasars aren't going to be in charge of the Minute Mart for much longer, because I feel like now Alfie works there, they're taking the Minute Mart in a new direction.
Interesting. So maybe they're going to sell it.
I think so.
Because at the minute, Nugget and Navani think they're in charge, don't they? Yeah. They hired Alfie.
That's madness. That's not going to work, is it?
So who else would take it on? Maybe Nicola Mitchell or Teddy Mitchell? I don't know.
Maybe but I wouldn't be against like putting Yolandi back behind the counter again. I used to love the Trumans in there. That was great.
I would like Yolandi back. I do like just let Alfie run it.
Yeah, I do like Yolandi manage. in the laundrette mind. That works quite well.
That is true. She could do both. Why not?
She could do both. Why not? That's right. Everyone in the East End has got about seven jobs.
What's Denise doing? Oh, she's at the hairdressers, isn't she? Because Denise was there for some years as well.
Never made sense, Denise being head of a salon. Even Denise herself used to say that doesn't make any sense that I do this, but that's fine.
I think I prefer the green set, I must admit.
Yeah, so do I.
I understand why they did it blue.
Because everything Suki does is blue. Everything Suki does is blue. She loves blue.
And they were trying to show that Suki were doing it like a minimal shop, everything expensive, but I agree that it didn't look as natural. Yeah, it didn't look as natural as the Minute Mart. I agree.
No, indeed. Stephen Steppings has said, "I remember feeling gutted losing a tenner on a fruit machine. My heart broke for Jean. I can't imagine how she feels. Incredible acting, however, I think she's worthy of a gold star this week." I did like Jean's breakdown with Stacey. I love Jean and Stacey's relationship. It's always so sweet. My question is, do you think that the Ruby and Jean kind of thing is going to start thawing out soon? Because I feel like if Ruby is slowly but surely becoming friends with Stacey again, then she's going to have to forgive Jean somewhere along the way as well.
Yeah, but I'm wondering with Jean's current state, and because I'm wondering why did we have that scene with Ruby and Jean where Ruby was quite cutthroat with her, and I'm wondering if Jean's going to hold on to that and
maybe
be more on Martin's side and be like, "No, Stacey, you need to keep her at arm's length.
Maybe.
I tried to offer an olive branch and she threw it in my face."
Even though we both kind of agreed with Ruby that it was hardly the time to do that at that moment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but given Jean's current state, she might not see it like that. I mean, if she didn't see it like that in the first place, that was a bad time to go.
True.
She may still not see that. So, yeah.
True.
Possibly not going to make up. I've got another comment from Instagram from Kims24 who says, "I think Martin is going to die on the 40th anniversary. There have been too many Easter eggs, including today when Ruby said, 'Let Martin keep his liver for now.' Also, thinking about how Martin's 40th was celebrated this year by mistake, and Martin asked how he will live on that when told about the market's plans to be open for less days."
Let Martin keep his liver for now. Maybe Ruby's going to go down a Hannibal Lecter route and have his liver with a bottle of Chianti. What I will say to that is, legacy characters, the most dangerous time to be a legacy character is in a big anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time when you're most likely to be killed off if you're a legacy character. So possible. I do think that Martin is going to be quite a big character over the 40th because, for several reasons, he's the first baby that was ever born on the square. He's a very important character to the show. The Beals have sort of been quite big over recent anniversaries. Obviously, the 30th was all about the Beals. So I feel like it's going to be someone else's turn to be the big storyline over the anniversary. Mm. I feel like the Beals are going to be Christmas this year, and then the anniversary is going to be around the Ruby Martin stuff.
Mm.
Not alone, I don't think. I think there's going to be something else that starts soon that's going to be...
Yeah.
Maybe something that kind of kicks off around Christmas will then take us into the anniversary, mm-hmm. I think is more likely, that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. I would say normally that's ridiculous, but I feel like because it's the anniversary, anything might happen.
I agree.
Anything is possible. Declan Walton has said, I'm sure we're heading straight towards who killed Cindy around the 40th. She seems to be making more and more enemies. And once this all comes out, where can her character really go?
But that's a good point.
Well,
that is a good point.
Presumably, she will have nothing when this all comes out. The girls aren't going to be interested. And everything that she's worked towards to kind of get this family kind of dynamic that she's been yearning for all these years is going to go down the toilet when the affair gets revealed. And she is not just going to go off with Junior, is she, after that? So,
and I think Junior is going to turn on Cindy when he finds out about Kerjo and her involvement
maybe.
In that. If
maybe.
She came clean to him and were like, from the get-go with Junior and said, he saw us and he was running away and I was trying to stop him and then he fell. I think Junior would have been like, oh, okay, right, I'll help you. But because she's keeping it a secret, he's going to be more sus as well that she were more involved. I could see that, though. Who killed Lucy for the 30th?
Who killed Cindy
for the 40th? Can't speak.
I mean, it's an interesting thought of where does she go after this? Like I say, it's... She's not going to have anything. Everyone, Ian's going to chuck her out. Kathy's going to drag her by her extensions across the square. It's going to be great. But I don't think that's beyond the realms. I really, really don't. I don't know whether they'll do another Who Killed Who for the anniversary, because we've just gone through the sixth storyline. The last big anniversary. I mean, they do like doing the whodunits for the anniversary. So if they're going to keep it as a tradition to do that, then Cindy would be a prime suspect for it. But
definitely.
But I also think that Ruby's going to die around the 40th. So...
Why not have a few?
Why not both? Why not? Have a massacre. What? You know, that's what happens when a train lands on you. Lots of people die.
Just saying.
What's going to happen Christmas Day is this turkey that gets thrown at Cindy is actually going to miss her, and it's going to be ricocheted off the marketplace because something's been put there because the marketplace is being closed down. So something that wasn't there before, the turkey is then going to ricochet off this signpost pointing towards the car park. It's going to go flying up and derail a train that's then going to crash onto the square.
There we go.
There you go. Don't need to watch it. We just planned it all. There you go.
There
we go. So keep your theories coming in for what's going to happen for the 40th. And keep your theories in for where the Cindy storyline is going to go. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
He's right, you know, you can. Next week, are we a day late next week, Riz? Is next week
yes,
is happening?
Yes, a day late, I'm afraid, next week, yes.
What's your excuse for that?
Childcare
issues.
You do not want me to attempt this with a toddler because it will not be an enjoyable listening experience for anybody involved.
No, it won't. So yes, possibly a day like this, unless I can get it edited and just put out later on the Saturday. We'll see. But it's basically going to be later.
Expect
next
it on
week.
The Sunday, yes.
Expect it on the Sunday.
Sorry, said Saturday because I'm thinking of the recording day.
You might be surprised and get it later on the Saturday, maybe Saturday evening, but expect it Sunday morning. Okay, is that all right? Sorry about that. Is that all right? But from next week, we're in December. So things are in motion now. For whatever is going to be kicking off at Christmas, we are in the final stages of it. Great excitement. So be sure to join us next week where we have the final calendar change of 2024. The final Peggy.
I'm nervous about what the picture is now.
Because you can't remember, can you? You've got no idea.
No.
Well, you won't want to miss that. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.